The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
In the previous episode, we talked about how in just 6 years, Bad Bunny has managed to position himself at the top of the world through fun and danceable music. He makes sure that people are having a good time. But he has also had lower moments. In an embarrassing episode for Benito, a fan approached him in the Dominican Republic, intending to take a selfie. In the video of the incident, which went viral, you can see many people around Benito. That fan who approached him took out her phone and turned on the camera, ready to snap a photo with the artist. Visibly agitated, he snatched the cell phone and hurled it far away. The surrounding fans watched in shock. Some speculate that the phone landed in the water, as they were near the sea at the time. The scene was recorded and elicited a myriad of opinions from thousands of fans and observers around the world. While some backed him up, seeing it as a defense of his personal space, others criticized him for being insensitive to a fan. Dominican legal experts weighed in, suggesting that the singer could face legal repercussions, even allegations of gender violence for the behavior. In most of his recent album, Nadie Sabe Lo Que Va a Pasar Mañana, Bad Bunny sings in the first track, Nadie Sabe, Hay mucha gente deseando que me vaya mal. Tristemente a esa gente le toca mamar. Tú no eres mi fan real, por eso te tiré el celular. There are many people waiting for my failure. Sadly, those people gotta suck it up. You're not my real fan. That's why I threw away your phone. But that episode is just a tiny glimpse into Benito's life in the limelight. Over the years, he's emerged as a prominent voice on matters that resonate within him, addressing issues that impact not only Puerto Rico, but the broader community. And there are many. Though he's been a celebrated artist for 6 years, Bad Bunny is only 30 years old. This period has been tumultuous for Puerto Rico. Puerto Ricans, including Benito, have navigated incalculable challenges. Economically, the island is grappling with debt to the United States exceeding $70 billion. Debt that formed from predatory lenders from vulture funds, and that make it more problematic to access capital markets. Its geographical position makes Puerto Rico susceptible to hurricanes, with Hurricane Maria in 2017 being the most destructive. The island is also situated in a seismically active region, which led to a devastating series of earthquakes in 2020. Politically, it witnessed large-scale protests in 2019 that culminated in the governor's resignation, many say thanks in part to Bad Bunny's activism. Yet many feel the status quo remains unchanged. Despite these challenges, there are figures like Bad Bunny who strive to uplift spirits. They get people moving all while spotlighting corruption, injustice, and colonialism. Their overarching mission? To elevate the name of Puerto Rico.
And again, Bad Bunny, but everything that he represents and talks about, which he's very explicit about, is always going to center Puerto Rican people and Puerto Rico as a place.
She is Vanessa Diaz, a scholar deeply versed in Bad Bunny and the history of Puerto Rico. As she explains, there's a facet of this artist that is politically charged and dedicated to specific causes. In essence, behind the Bad Bunny persona, there is a Good Bunny advocating for change.
He grew up under colonialism, and his artistry is actually indebted to those conditions and to those struggles. You know, he is who he is as an artist because he is Puerto Rican. And so that's why, you know, no matter what he wavers on.
After a conflict with Spain, the United States claimed Puerto Rico as a territory. However, its residents don't possess the same rights as those in the 50 states. This disparity is why many, both on the island and abroad, see Puerto Rico still as a colonial possession. The island's artistic expressions, particularly its protest music, frequently touched on this theme. Many were influenced by the tunes of Noel Hernandez, an early figure in the Nueva Trova movement. There's also Danny Rivera, Roy Brown, and the quintessential pro-independence rock band of the kids, like me, growing up in the early 2000s, Fiel a la Vega. They all championed Puerto Rican independence. To the younger generations, this might seem outdated or dull. Puerto Rican music has evolved immensely. While reggaeton is typically associated with celebration and escaping life's troubles, it hasn't shied away from political discourse. This was evident in episode 7, titled, Without Perreo, There's No Revolution. It's clear that reggaeton has the power to unsettle those in authority. So in this episode, we delve into Bad Bunny's socio-political impact. I'm Lilia Luciano, and you're listening to El Flow, Season 2, Episode 9, Good Bunny.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
As an artist, Benito has shattered preconceived notions surrounding reggaeton. With each accolade and record-breaking achievement, as highlighted in our previous episode, he has defied expectations. Yet, surprisingly, Bad Bunny has also found a place in a realm one wouldn't typically associate with reggaeton, academia.
My name is Professor Vanessa Diaz. I'm an associate professor of Chicana, Chicano, and Latino studies at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles.
I am Petra Rivera-Vidot. I'm associate professor of American studies at Wellesley College.
Petra and Vanessa came together to start an ambitious and innovative project to take Bad Bunny's lyrics and messages to new heights.
We use Bad Bunny's work to talk about bigger social, political, historical issues like the debt crisis in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria, LGBT rights, the history of reggaeton, and things like that. We realized that there was a lot of information that we could bring together from the two classes to create this website, which is really an online resource, an educational resource for people who are interested in Bad Bunny, in reggaeton, in Puerto Rican politics.
Petra Rivera-Rido and Vanessa J. Diaz, both professors in cultural studies and anthropology, started exploring reggaeton as a significant artistic and cultural subject worthy of scholarly attention. They zeroed in on Bad Bunny as a lens to examine more than just reggaeton. In collaboration, they developed the Bad Bunny Syllabus, decipher the essence of this artist and the massive movement he has spearheaded. However, their journey has been fraught with challenges.
I think on the surface, for some critics, it looks like we're just kind of fangirling about Bad Bunny. So that in the classroom, we're just watching music videos and talking about how much we love him. I think that's where some of the controversy comes from. And I think a second thing that's controversial to some people is generally the idea of reggaeton being a class. I think reggaeton is a type of music that in its beginnings is associated with drugs, with violence, stereotyped as something that is like very uncouth, you know?
From the confines of their classrooms, these educators resonate with the wave of activism that Bad Bunny, in collaboration with other Puerto Rican artists, infused into the streets of Puerto Rico in 2019. Vanessa believes Bad Bunny represents so much more than just his melodies.
There's so much about Bad Bunny that doesn't adhere to typical rises to fame, even, you know, as that is changing so much with influencer and celebrity culture. You know, he is doing something different from his language politics, his gender and sexuality politics. He's breaking all these records for a reason. And that's why I think we do need to take him seriously as a cultural figure and the history of reggaeton and the history of Puerto Rican music.
To Vanessa, Bad Bunny stands as a symbol for numerous righteous battles, notably those around gender identity. His single Yo Perreo Sola from the album Yo Hago Lo Que Me Da La Gana comes with a potent video, co-directed by him and Stills. The video features the artist wearing a tight red vinyl miniskirt, high-heeled boots of the same material, bold red lips, short sleek hair, and long gold earrings. Embracing various feminine attires, Bad Bunny dances solo in the video, taking a stance against gender-based violence, both on and off the dance floor. Prominently, a sign reading, Ni Una Menos, is displayed. It's been a global call that refers to not wanting a single more woman to die as a result of gender-based violence. This was groundbreaking,
No cis reggaeton artist has ever presented themselves fully in feminine attire, a move seen by many as not only taboo, but also a departure from traditional machista gender norms. Yo Perreo Sola paved the way for him to clinch the Best Latin Artist title at the 2020 Billboard Awards. Upon receiving the honor, Bad Bunny gave a heartfelt speech. Quote, "This award goes out to all the women worldwide, especially Latinas, and those from Puerto Rico. Without you, there would be no music, no reggaeton. Let's put an end to violence against women. It is time to educate now for a brighter future. While I don't make social message songs, we need to understand that one can dance, be courteous, and respectful simultaneously. If she doesn't want to dance with you, respect her decision. She dances by herself." And I want to take a moment now to urge you to go back to season one and listen to the episode called Doña Belda, about my own grandmother's legacy in the fight against domestic violence, the law she passed, and her role in the global emergence of reggaeton, if you haven't done so. Bad Bunny shone a light on the silent struggles women endure and also paid homage to an artist who broke ground with her line, "No quiere decir que pa' la cama voy," acknowledging La Reina, Ivy Queen, whom we covered in the first episode of this season. That wasn't the only accolade for him. The following year, he bagged the same award along with seven others. Benito Martinez has blazed trails in addressing gender matters and advocating for LGBTQ rights. In February 2020, Puerto Rico was jolted by another hate crime. The victim was Alexa Negron Luciano, an unhoused transgender woman from the town of Toa Baja. After using a women's restroom at a fast food restaurant, she was removed following complaints. She was later ridiculed by a crowd outside, and soon after, she was found dead from gunshot wounds. 3 years later, two men pleaded guilty for having committed the assassination. But in the aftermath of the attacks, the local media grossly misreported it as the killing of a man in a skirt. Weeks later, Bad Bunny took to Jimmy Fallon's The Tonight Show, performing Ignorantes with Sech.
He's teaching people on live national television what is happening in Puerto Rico when he goes on that show and he's wearing a shirt that says, "Mataron a Alexa, no a un hombre con falda." He is teaching people about a crisis in Puerto Rico around trans violence, around femicide, around LGBTQ hatred, right? And homophobia and transphobia.
It highlighted a pressing issue in Puerto Rico and Latin America. Indeed, globally, transphobia is real, and some leverage their platforms and lyrical prowess to condemn it. While trans femicides represent a dire manifestation of hatred, they aren't the only type of violence against women that this artist speaks out against.
One of his very early music videos, Solo de Mi, which is just a woman singing, it's his voice, but she's mouthing his words at a microphone, and it's just her, but then you see her head snap back, and then when she comes back to the front, she has a black eye, right? So she's someone who's experiencing domestic violence in this video. That's really important in the context of this crisis in Puerto Rico of women being killed. We're almost desensitized to it. It's so commonplace. I think it's also really significant, not just that he has this kind of gender fluidity within the Latin music industry, within this machista genre, but also in the broader society.
In Puerto Rico, according to the World Health Organization, one in three women experience some form of gender-based violence. He speaks out against this abuse, using lyrics exclusively in Spanish.
I think it makes a major intervention. It's part of what makes him Bad Bunny grew up in a generation where there's still profound homophobia, but there's more of a conversation about that. And I think that's also what endears him to people. I think it's really important for Puerto Rican society, for U.S. society, for Latina, Latinx communities to have that kind of representation, someone who's provoking discussion about it.
Vanessa suggests that Bad Bunny not only celebrates the Spanish language, but also elevates it to a political level, affirming and championing Latin American identity.
We need people to be interested in the issues that are facing Puerto Rico. We need people to be interested in colonialism. We need people to want to know what's happening with electricity in Puerto Rico. What happened with Hurricane Maria? Well, when Bad Bunny goes on Jimmy Fallon and says Trump is a total failure, he's not serving Puerto Rico, we still don't have electricity on the whole island a year after Hurricane Maria, people are suffering.
It's no overstatement. For numerous individuals, both within and outside of Puerto Rico, the landscape dramatically shifted after the catastrophic Hurricane Maria in 2017. Amidst an ongoing economic crisis, the country was hit by this climate calamity, with wind speeds reaching 250 kilometers per hour, laying waste to everything it encountered. Road, bridges, infrastructure, homes, trees, communication towers, and the lives of every Puerto Rican there. The official death toll at the time stood at 64. However, internal reports from the island and academic studies in the U.S. estimated Maria caused nearly 3,000 casualties. Despite the challenges, Puerto Ricans' resistance remains strong. The term resilient after Maria became a bit of a cuss word because Puerto Ricans were sick and tired of having to be resilient. El Apagón, a song he wrote after the devastation, spotlights the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, particularly its impact on the island's electrical infrastructure, but also widespread gentrification and the rise in the cost of living for locals that has followed tax incentives used by rich, generally Americans, and have caused the displacement of many Puerto Ricans. This track from the album Un Verano Sin Ti sets dance floors ablaze with its electronic rhythms, all while celebrating the things Puerto Ricans hold dear: the sun, the beach, and our homeland. Simultaneously, it sends a clear message to both corrupt politicians, but also new colonizers, insisting they're the ones that should leave, as he continuously echoes, Puerto Rico está bien cabrón. While the song itself is potent, its deeper social commentary might be overlooked by some. However, the accompanying music video, directed by Puerto Rican director Cacho López and reported by Puerto Rican journalist Bianca Grolo, tells a different, profound story. While the song duration is 3 minutes and 21 seconds, the video extends to 22 minutes and 53 seconds. It's a captivating short film, employing a mix of styles and documenting the voice of the most vulnerable Puerto Ricans, fearing and experiencing displacement. There are scenes of Bad Bunny performing in the streets of his homeland, and also everyday people lip-syncing the track. Intertwined are interviews with ordinary citizens voicing their concerns about the ongoing challenges, such as the frequent electrical outages, the accelerating gentrification, and violence, among other issues.
In his music, you feel the pain, you feel the love, you feel the anger in something like El Apagón, but you also feel the joy when that song turns into this like club banger, right? Like, you feel all of these tensions, and that is the music for Puerto Rico. That is the reality, and that's what he's doing. And so I think that we can look at sort of where did he come from and what are his upbringings, and everyone in Puerto Rico has a different experience because everyone has all of these different realities. But I think that there is common cultural experiences, and he represents those.
The lyrics go, another blackout, off to the beaches to spark one up. The video carries a direct yet profound title, People,
live here. Aquí vive gente. Today, Bad Bunny might be recognized as a millionaire artist, but his upbringing was not glamorous. He grew up facing the same kinds of struggles as millions of middle-class Puerto Ricans who often grapple with the disparities in comparison to Americans due to colonialist policies. They have significant. It is the U.S. that reigns supreme over the island and its resources. We'll continue after the break.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
As highlighted in the last segment, Bad Bunny is not one to hold his tongue. The kind of upbringing he had, shared by millions of his fellow Puerto Ricans, taught him to speak up against injustices. In his live performances, he vocalizes issues close to his heart. At a concert during his most recent tour in Puerto Rico, not only did he kick off a heartfelt homage to his roots, but he also took a moment to criticize the island's persistent electricity issues. He remarked that it's the only place where he needs to have backup generators in case a blackout happens during a show. He did not mince words when he spoke about Governor Pierluisi, demming him for his support of the island's private electric company, Luma. This tour promoted his latest studio album, Un Verano Sin Ti. As we discussed in the prior segment, the album beautifully melds various elements that evoke Puerto Rican pride. Such a rich cultural and historical backdrop serves as a tool for Petra and Vanessa to captivate their students. By integrating Bad Bunny into their curriculum, they aim to address an issue all of us who grew up in the island personally faced.
learning too little about Puerto Rico during our academic journeys.
When I was developing my course, I wanted to use Bad Bunny as this hook to talk about Puerto Rico, just like his music is a hook to talk about Puerto Rico. And I use his work, his artistry, his lyrics, his celebrity status to talk about these bigger issues in Puerto Rico and beyond.
Understanding the full picture requires a look beyond Bad Bunny's success. For this multifaceted artist, the journey hasn't always been smooth or joyous. In March 2023, Carlys de la Cruz, a former romantic partner of the singer, filed a $40 million lawsuit against him. She claimed that he used a recording of her voice, in which she says Bad Bunny Baby, in two of his tracks without her consent. Yet it's irrefutable that Bad Bunny has left a profound mark on millions of fans globally. He has also significantly influenced the professional paths of Petra and Vanessa, as well as the academic pursuits of their students, perhaps in ways he never even anticipated.
We use Bad Bunny as the hook, but it's bigger than that. What he is doing has major cultural and political consequences. He is putting Puerto Rico on the map and has put Puerto Rico on the map in a very different and important way than we've seen artists do before. He's creating space for people, diverse kinds of representation, especially younger people, to feel affirmed in their gender and sexual identities.
Clearly, this artist offers much more than just melodies, beats, and a great sense of style. Drawing from a playful twist on his stage name, Bad Bunny founded the Good Bunny Foundation. Its mission? To promote sports, music, and culture throughout Puerto Rico's streets, aiming to steer kids away from violent environments. A notable initiative under its umbrella was dubbed Un Verano Contigo. These efforts led to presents for countless underprivileged children. A cause close to Bad Bunny's heart, considering that a mere 6 years ago, his own circumstances weren't very different. Even though there were instances where he upset a fan by tossing away her phone or faced a lawsuit from a past relationship, Bad Bunny's reputation remains largely untarnished. We've covered two full episodes of our series talking about him, both the good and the bad. But what we know is his public image. As he himself said in his song, Nadie Sabe, Hey, la gente tiene que dejar de ser tan estúpida y pensar que conocen la vida de los famosos. Wow, qué mucho podcast, qué mucho baboso. Hey, people gotta stop being so stupid and thinking they know the lives of celebrities. Wow, so many podcasts, so much nonsense. His fame and his talent led him to collaborate with people both on and off the island. His reach extends far beyond Puerto Rico as well. Recently, he partnered with a Spaniard who began her journey in classical music, but gradually drifted towards beats resonating with Bad Bunny's flavor and that of his fellow Puerto Ricans. Not to mention the impact of Puerto Ricans on the beats of her heart. Stay tuned and discover more in the next episode of El Flow Season 2.
The second season of El Flow was written and produced by Álvaro Céspedes and Renald Gutierrez in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano. Edited by Carmen Graterol. Fact-checking by Samedi Aguirre. Executive producers are Carmen Graterol, Rose Reed, Isaac Lee, and Lilia Luciano. Sound design by Pachi Quiñones, Hugo Mendoza, and Gonzalo Mason. Special thanks to Veronica Hernandez and Pedro Aguirre. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Vances and Arlene Santana. For more My Cultura podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential.
We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.